this morning. Hey.
That was a fast 4 hours.
It was a fast 4 hours. Lots of questions out there in a whole new dimension, man. This texting thing is blowing my mind.
Gosh, you know, some people have to work for a living. We just have a 4 hour radio show to do every week. This is fun. I love it.
Well, you know what? This is a great time of year to get out and see some of the special places around your town at night because the holiday lights are blazing from top to bottom. No matter what state city you're in, you know, if you'd get on your little internet and put your city in holiday lights. But some of the highlights that I found, Havasu Lake has the London Bridge lit up. Wouldn't that be a blast to see?
With their water reflection. Absolutely.
Talaki Paki in Sedona, you can't beat the beauty of that surrounding. All full of lights. The luminarios are lit up everywhere. All the botanical gardens, the desert botanical gardens here in Phoenix and the botanical gardens in Tucson. How about the Reardon House in Flagstaff? Would that be a sight all lit up and done very historic.
Nice.
Lighting. How about the Princess Resort in Scottsdale? Even has a ship on the lagoon there, all lit up. So you just, if you want to get out.
Where's
and see
the ship?
At the Princess Hotel. They have like a lagoon and they have a, it's beautiful, just beautiful. So get out and see something. Winter Haven in Tucson. There's parades. There's a Prescott parade next weekend. We'll be up there.
It's Courthouse Square lighting. A great event.
The Parade of Lights in Tucson. Don't stay indoors at night this time of year. Get out and see those lights.
Hey, speaking of evening activities, Jennifer, do you know if the Dr. Sky dinner tour on Canyon Lake is full yet?
I don't know, but I know we got our tickets.
Yep. DollySteamboat.com. Rosie on the House with Dr. Sky will be taking the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake with telescopes up on the observation deck and laser pointers. Dr. Sky will give us a tour
of the sky. A natural light show.
Yes, absolutely.
February 27th. That's a little bit in the distance.
What kind of laser pointer do you need to...
He says it's incredible. He says it's awesome.
Interesting.
DollySteamboat.com. Click on Cruises. Click on the astronomical dinner tour, and it'll give you the dates that's coming, and the Rosie on the House team will be there with you on February 27th. So we'd love to meet y'all there. What have we not covered this 4 hours?
There's something looming that I think we definitely need to get covered.
Merry Christmas. See if everybody gets it.
Merry Christmas.
There they are. They just lit up. So people were listening. They were paying attention. That is the cue to call to win the Rosie on the House Christmas Santa bag. And we find out who the first caller is. We'll reach in that bag and see what it is exactly they're winning today. Could be a Pella patio sliding door, a shower head from Ben Franklin Plumbing, Suns tickets from KTAR News.
And a tip, if you can hear our voice right now on your phone because you've called in, hang tight. That means you're on hold. It doesn't mean the person in front of you has called in. I've done that before screening where you say, like, you know, the next person that calls and you answer it and then say, are you here for the contest? He's like, no, I had a question on driving. I'm like, okay, please hold and you go to the next one. So it could have just been a coincidence that someone might have got in ahead of you.
Well, we had Cheryl from Dewey.
Oh,
grand prize winner.
She was on it.
Dewey. Well, let's reach into the Santa bag and see what comes up. Oh, well, it looks like a pair of tickets to the Phoenix Suns game. And you can make that because we have two games here. I think we ought to let her pick which game she wants to go to. You can go watch the Miami Heat on January 8th or the hated San Antonio Spurs on the 21st. So we'll find out which one of those games best fits her schedule and get those in touch. Thank you again for our flagship broadcasting partner, KTAR News, for providing those tickets.
I got to decide bag. Who I'm going to assign to sit here and answer all these text messages when I go to lunch.
We're going
to
need another staff member. Just to answer all the texts we're getting. This is hilarious.
I don't like to leave people hanging, but there's no way I've got the time to sit here before they clear out the studio. So it's a new element, brand new to Rosie on the House, the texting feature. Save it for next Saturday. It's 411-923, and it's just one more opportunity to be part of the program. We'll figure out how We'll get like a standard response so that everyone texts in can we can text them back the expectation.
That's a good call. That's a great call.
You know, we'll get back to you within, you know, by Wednesday or something.
Okay.
If it's past the broadcast, you don't hear anything. So we'll get it figured out this week. But great element, and it's very well received. My screen only shows 50 results at a time, and I'm now on my third page of text from this broadcast.
It's interesting to see all the different places it's coming in from. People listening all over Star Valley, Chino Valley, Green Valley, all the valleys in Arizona.
And it's deceitful a lot of times because you'll get a number that's a different area code from somebody that's moved in, or this Randy from 602, but he lives in Flagstaff. So it's they all got their little stories to tell.
Well, folks, we had a lot of fun. This is Shop Small Business Saturday. Please, if you're out there shopping and filling your Christmas list, you do it responsibly, and that can best be done by shopping small, locally owned businesses in your community. We hope you enjoyed the show leading up to the holiday season. I hope you have a great, blessed season. Hope your Thanksgiving was absolutely immeasurably wonderful. And if it was, do us here at Rosie on House a big favor. Let's take that joy, let's take that gratitude, and let's pay it forward this week.